Are there patients where you have the surgeons really not comfortable trying to attempt surgery that you're, quote, trying to debulk and allow surgery for?
This is an area of active investigation. We do know there are patients who are really what I'll describe as borderline for resection. And frankly, part of that is dependent on the surgeon you take the CT imaging to. One of the frustrations, I think, for people, and this is something I haven't kept track of very well because I have an array of surgeons I can go and present scans to, but I think in terms of what's the definition of resectable liver metastases and what's the definition of unresectable and what's in between, and this has changed because of the chemotherapy. We know that the chemotherapy is often not sterilizing some of these metastases.
I think that was shown at ASCO also, that
it's an important
radiologically
issue.
It might be
right.
Clean, but pathologically it often isn't.
Right, so that's an area that I think is going to need more work, but we certainly have patients who we say, surgery may be in your future, but we're not certain. And so we usually will give them combination therapy with bevacizumab, obviously, to increase the response rate, and then see how things go.
How did this man do?
He did fine. He had his hepatic resection. He got some more FOLFOX on the back end, about 3 months, and we're sitting tight right now. Now, he's fairly short from his surgery.
How did he do neuropathy-wise?
He has had a little bit. It wasn't very much. But, again, neuropathy is something I haven't seen as much in the first 5 to 6 months. It's the metastatic group that you're more apt to see it as you continue the drug.